a fuse to a nuclear war on the North. The United States and the South Korean parties are strengthening war movements against the North, talking about what they call additional provocations of the North. As a result, the situation of the Korean Peninsula is becoming acuter day by day. Some time ago, the United States and the South Korean war hawks brought a U.S. imperialist aggressive forces nuclear submarine San Francisco and Aegis-class cruiser Shiloh into the Cheonghae and Busan ports of South Pyongyang province of South Korea. Later, they conducted a joint naval exercise on the East Sea of Korea with the mobilization of those warships and Aegis-class destroyer of the South Korean army and many other warships. The San Francisco, mobilized for the exercise, is loaded with various kinds of preemptive offensive weapons, including Tomahawk missiles. Opening the insight of the warships to the public, the United States and the South Korean parties declare that it assumes the character of military demonstration towards the North, and it may give a message to the North. In addition, they scheme to bring even a nuclear carrier belonging to the U.S. 7th Fleet to South Korea. It clearly shows that the unjustifiable resolution on sanctions of the U.N. Security Council, fabricated by the United States and the South Korean parties, groundlessly distorting the peaceful satellite launch of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea as a long-range missile launch, is aimed at keying up the tension of the Korean Peninsula and triggering up a war on the North. The recent joint naval exercise conducted by the South Korean war hawks involving U.S. nuclear submarines Aegis-class cruiser is not a mere military demonstration, but a manifestation of the plot for a preemptive nuclear attack. Since they have strengthened the sanctions to not work on us, the war hawks at home and abroad are making more desperate efforts, disclosing a dangerous plot not to rule out even a preemptive nuclear attack on us. An extreme tension is created in the Korean Peninsula due to the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean war hawks, crazy with war fever and vertigo of invasion of the North, as a result that the war may break out at any moment. Show that the United States and the South Korean traitor Ri Myung-bak and his gang are nuclear war maniacs who do not hesitate at anything to do harm to the DPRK. The United States and the South Korean puppets can get nothing from their nuclear war threat. The army and people of the DPRK, who have turned out as one in an all-out confrontation to defend the sovereignty of the country, are fully ready for action, sharply watching the movements of the enemies. If the U.S. imperialists and their soldiers dare to light a fuse to a nuclear war, misjudging the situation, the Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity, but turn out in the final battle to pull out the root cause of war from this land. History will prove that this is not an empty talk. You've been listening to an account under the title, A Fuse to a Nuclear War on the North. This is Voice of Korea.